Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Sports Talk DT. And I'm back live on IFN Radio Nation once again for another episode of Sports Talk with DT and Dave. I'm here with my friend, my brother, my co-host, Sports Talk Dave. What's going on?
What's going on, my brother? How you doing this evening?
Man, right, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Hey, who else we got on tonight?
It's D-Boy. How you fellas doing tonight?
Man, my friend, my brother, my camaraderie partner, Mr. D-Boy.
I don't know if D-Boy want to be on with us tonight right now. I don't know if D-Boy want to be on with us right now. I'm going to have mercy on you, D-Boy, because you my brother, but I'm going to have mercy on you. I'm going to hold you to what you said last week, and it's not looking good for you right now.
We're gonna jump right into the discussion. First, I want to give a shout out to my producer, Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo, of the R&R Show. The R&R Show does appear every Wednesday and Friday night right here on IFM Radio Nation. I also got to give a shout out to my engineer, Miss Tina T, on the ones and twos. So, fellas, the NBA regular season is back. Tonight is opening night. How are you guys feeling about NBA being back in red form?
I'm going to just say this before D-Boy responds. I don't think Golden State got the message that it was opening night. Just had to do that.
I knew it was coming. So, I
hope you did, brother.
But
let me just say, Dennis and D-Boy, I didn't think that New Jersey, shows you my age. I didn't think that Brooklyn was going to look this good. And that's not a slight at Golden State. I just simply didn't think that Brooklyn was going to look this good.
I don't see why not when they supposed to be like the next up. Coming from the Eastern Conference for the championship this year.
But I'm just saying, you would think that sometimes, preseason, whatever the case may be, but you think it's looking like they're hitting on all cylinders, like, right now. I'm impressed. And that's not a slight of Golden State. That's just, I'm impressed at how smooth. First of all, I doubted Steve Nash as a coach. With no head coaching experience anywhere, just to jump in the NBA first chair out of nowhere. Yeah, he was one of the greatest point guards of NBA history. But just to your first coaching job is a head coaching job. I doubted that very seriously. But I got to give them credit where credit is due, and I got to eat crow right now. Steve Nash is doing
a
phenomenal
right
job.
Here, man. I'm going to go right to the callers, man. I got Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo, the host of the R&R Show. On the line. Hey, Rolo, what's going on, sir?
What's going on, sir? How you doing?
We're doing all right. What's going on, man?
Nothing, man. I'm just over here, I'm listening to the sports talk. First and foremost, I want to apologize to everyone on the show and all the listeners for the delay. First and foremost, we had some equipment problems with the laptop. So now we got it going. And everything. So, Steve Nash. Let's talk about Steve Nash a little bit. He's an awesome guy, and I'm surprised it was his first job as well as a head coach. But when he was in the league, when he was with Phoenix, or when he was with Dallas, then he was doing everything that he possibly could. He was under great coaches, so it looks like he took a lot of that in, and now he's able to apply it on the court with his own team.
Well, and I give you that. And I give you that, Rolo. And first of all, welcome to the show. Thanks for all that you do for the show. Just wanted to tell you that. And I get everything you're saying. I'm just simply saying there are people who have paid dues that are still sitting in second chairs where Steve Nash just jumped from retirement to first chair of an NBA team. And I don't think that's fair. That's just me.
I mean, at the same time, everybody doesn't deserve that first chair. I mean, that's like Jason Kidd. He was a great player, but as a coach, I don't think he was so hot.
But what do you think Sam Cassell's going to do? Has he not earned the opportunity?
Well, Sam, it's hard to say that about Sam Cassell because he's just been around so long. You know, he's part of one of the, you know, reason that the game is the way it is now. So it's like he has to be able to put his energy onto the court that he used to play with those guys, because the greater guys that he used to play with were real life ballers. So if he can get that mentality over to the players on the court, then yeah, he deserves that first seat.
I mean,
I think he deserves that first seat though.
I think we're kind of straying away from the conversation, fellas. I don't think that we're discussing, you know, coaches and their opportunities. You know, we're just glad to see NBA basketball back tonight. You know, the Brooklyn Nets, they're up against the Golden State Warriors right now. They really taking it to the Golden State Warriors. I mean, fresh out the gates through the first half of basketball, the Brooklyn Nets do look good. So, Rolo, what is your thoughts about the Brooklyn Nets with their on the court play?
Well, with their on court play, it's the beginning. Right now, it could belong to any team. You see what I'm saying? Just because you run off 5-10 wins here, don't mean that down the stretch you're gonna be the team to beat. You see what I'm saying? Right now, everybody's excited to be back in. Well, it seems like some teams are more excited than others, as we see. But you know, it's right now it's kind of early to call it. To me, only way you will call it now is if you're a fan of a team. You're just like, hey, my team's gonna do it. We got the pieces. Because like right now, my team is the Nuggets. We're gonna be okay this year. But as far as the teams that are playing tonight, Brooklyn got it.
D-Boy, yeah. I'm gonna go to you on this one. Do the Brooklyn Nets, do one half of basketball kind of resemble the early 2000s Phoenix Suns, where they would just get the ball and everybody else get down the floor?
Well, you can't say no because the simple fact that you have Steve Nash as the head coach. And on top of that, and plus to piggyback to what was said earlier about Steve Nash being the head coach and jumping out like that and how the Brooklyn rolling and all, how they running smooth right now. Don't forget, like, you got Dan Antonio sitting on the back seat, and he got a lot of input in Steve Nash. And that Dan Antonio been with each other for a long time, so you know some of that is still in him, and he's going to implement that into the Brooklyn Nets too. So, you know, all that plays a key. So that's the reason why they looking the way they looking right now. You know, so far down the stretch, we're going to see the true Brooklyn Nets come out. So, you know, back to what Rolo was saying, it's still early. It's anybody game right now.
So,
really,
so sports
we'll see what
day,
they got to do tomorrow versus the Celtics.
Say that again.
When they play the Celtics tomorrow, you're gonna really see who they are.
You saw what they were against the Celtics Friday night. So wait, too much gonna change.
They destroyed
Boston. They destroyed Boston.
Right, but the thing
and
is,
and they'll destroy Boston again.
That you can't keep playing me and just keep beating me. You got to make some type of change.
Exactly.
So if Boston doesn't come out with a change, then that's Boston's fault.
Exactly.
You gotta remember,
exactly. But I don't think it's going to be too much change.
You got to remember, every year, whoever Boston had trouble running up against, the following season or right after that, they always got they licked back. So, you know. Them young boys still got that grit and grind in them. So yeah, they probably wiped through them this time, when they play against them tomorrow, you're going to see a little we should see a little difference.
I mean, I don't think it'll be a blowout, but it'll be a competitive game. But Brooklyn is still going to win by a nice sizable margin.
Oh, I could probably agree with that. But I mean, when you say less, a nice size of a margin, are you saying over 10 or under?
10 and under.
Okay, I agree with that. All right, let's move on,
everybody. So we're sticking with the Eastern Conference. I want to ask a question about a team that we have not heard a lot about this offseason. And that is the Eastern Conference champion, the Miami Heat. You know, they lost Andre Iguodala to retirement. They read up on Ben Adebayo. And the Miami Heat, are they projected to go back to the Eastern Conference Finals? Did they just have a good run in the bubble? Talk to me about the Miami Heat. I'm going to go to Sports Talk Dave on this one first.
Miami Heat just recently got out of the talks of negotiation to try to get James Harden. I really don't think that they added a lot of stuff to replace what they lost, but they didn't lose too much. So my prediction is, yeah, Miami will probably make it second round, but I don't pick them to get back to the Eastern Conference Championship. I like the way Eric Spoelstra has kept that team competitive throughout what normally would be downtime for other teams, other franchises. But simple fact that you are going to rely heavily. I mean, and again, the people are 1 year grown, talking about Douglas and Hero. But Avery Bradley's not. Bam Adebayo is going to be Bam Adebayo. Precious is going to grow, but I didn't see them go out and actually build this team up like the Lakers went out and built their team up, and they just won the championship. I didn't see the hunger in the free agency and the draft and movements over a long period of time. So Miami second round is pretty much my prediction for them.
All right, hold that thought about the Miami Heat. We're going right back to the call line. Maya is on the line with Sports Talk with DT. How are you, Maya?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing awesome. All
right.
Awesome. Dennis, that's Maya. Pronunciation,
okay.
Maya.
Okay.
I just called in to say awesome dialogue, and I'm looking forward to being a longtime listener.
Awesome. I'm from everyone here at Sports Talk with DT, I'm so honored that you are, you know, willing to be a longtime listener of us. You know, we hope that you pray the best for us, that we are able to provide the hottest sports content that's available on IFM Radio every Tuesday night.
Absolutely.
And don't forget
calling all the way from Texas.
Wow.
Spread the word about us. Spread us a word about us, Mayor. And don't forget the Rolo show on Wednesday and Friday night, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., our producer. Don't forget about his show.
I got you. Well, gentlemen, have a good night, and I'm going to continue to listen.
You had a time.
Awesome.
Enjoy your holiday, too.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, too.
All right. So D-Boy, in your opinion, why did you think that the Miami Heat was not aggressive in free agency this year?
Okay. Well, first of all, you can't underestimate the great minds of Pat Riley. Second of all, everybody was young. Everybody's still young. And last year was their first year, like, together, and then the first game of the championship, they lost Goran Dragic, and they lost Bam. But Bam, when Bam came back, he was like a shell of himself. So, my opinion, I believe Pat Riley want to see them all fresh again, with the same team, and see how far they could actually go. That's my opinion. Other than that, I don't understand why, because they do need a little help, maybe like as far as a big man. And on top of that, they need a little help so the so everybody won't get tired like how they did last year. Oh, excuse me.
So, D-Boy, let me ask you this then. They lost Andre Iguodala to retirement this offseason. How much of a loss is Andre Iguodala going to be inside of the Miami Heat locker room due to them not having that veteran presence, or can Jimmy Butler just step up and be the vet that the Miami Heat needs?
Well, on the floor, I'm not to take away from Iggy, you know, because we all know what Iggy is capable of. They didn't really lose too much. But as far as the veteran presence and keeping them, you know, keeping their head straight in the locker room, it's going to be a lot. But I think Jimmy is well, and I think Jimmy going to do well enough alone by himself, because he got them to the point where they was at before Iggy got there. And all Iggy did was just, you know, enforce what Jimmy was laying down.
Okay, Sports Talk Dave, same question. How much of an impact is the loss of Andre Iguodala going to be to the Miami Heat locker room?
Leadership-wise, it'll be a lot because he's a veteran. He's been there. He's been to championship wins and championship losses. Regular season, not too much, but again, Andre Iguodala at the stage that he's at in his career is a playoff veteran source that you need to have on your team in the postseason. That's where the loss, you really see the loss of him affect the team. But the team is not bad as it is constructed. It's just the depth I question. Their starting five is right up there with the best of them. It's just a simple fact that their depth, like you said, people getting tired, overuse. The season is a marathon, not a sprint. And once you hit that, they'll make the playoffs. They'll make the playoffs rather easily based on their starting five. But when it comes down to it, what makes you win in the playoffs is depth and bench strength. As they're constructed right now, and again, this is the season, so we have the trade deadline. We have signings, all of those things. As they're constructed right now, I don't see them doing too much noise in the playoffs just because of their lack of depth.
Okay, Sports Talk Dave, do the Miami Heat need more out of Jimmy Butler?
You can't squeeze too much more out of Jimmy Butler. Again, I reference to how Kawhi Leonard collapsed in that Game 7. Same thing for Jimmy Butler. You could see the Jimmy Butler. You could see him after games against the Lakers, bent over, barely being able to walk back to the locker room. He couldn't give you any more. That's what puzzles me about the lack of activity for Miami this offseason, that Jimmy was doubled over, so tired. So why would you not go get this man some help as best as you could, free agency, trade, something? But you can't squeeze too much more out of Jimmy Butler if you can squeeze anything up out of him now. Like I said, reference back to the finals and when the images you saw after the games.
Okay, D-Boy, so it's going with Sports Talk Dave's opinion that why Miami Heat did not go get Jimmy Butler some help. Would you say that it's because of the surgence of the NBA's league-leading three-point shooter, Mr. Duncan Robinson?
You know, that kind of piggybacks to what I was saying earlier. You know, I think they want to see what these guys can do together, all together. And they kind of dropped the handle on picking up Fires free agency, and Fires. You know, they kind of dropped the ball, man. Because Jimmy Butler, like, just to piggyback what Sports Talk Today said, you can't squeeze no more out of Jimmy, you know. And far as like, Duncan Robinson. Oh, this is what I wanted to say, too, because, like, last year they got a taste of what it feels like to be in the championship. So, you know, that's like getting that first blood. So, you know, I think they gonna step it up. All the youngins, they gonna step it up because they know what it feel like to get there, and they know what it feel like what pressure is. So, you know, I feel like they might have a chance, but without depth, it's gonna be a long road. Okay, who is the biggest threat to the Miami Heat, D-Boy, to get back to the NBA Finals?
Well, you have a couple. You have
you know, the same ones always in the running every year. You know, so you got Milwaukee, you got Milwaukee because of their length, and you got and because of their depth. And you got Brooklyn because they is strictly deep. They second string could be almost a first string. So that's what you need. And maybe I want to say Toronto. Toronto, wow. Why do you say Toronto? Talk to me.
Because you can't count them boys out. You can't count them out. They won a championship. They still hungry. They still young. They got the same team. I don't think they really lost nobody besides Marc Gasol and Ibaka.
And they lost Serge Ibaka as well, not to cut you off. They lost Serge Ibaka to the Los Angeles Clippers.
I just said that. They lost Ibaka too. Now, here's the thing. Now, y'all got to keep this in mind. You know, this is when the playoffs get here, and if these same teams like Toronto and Miami – is in the run, is in the hunt. You got to think about it. Them two teams are hungry. They literally taste it. Toronto got a ring, so they know what it feels like to be there before. Miami got in the championship. Them boys is young, so they taste the meat. They just didn't get a chance to swallow it. Now, unlike Milwaukee, they didn't get a chance to taste nothing. So you ain't really got to worry about them in the long run. You got to worry about them in the first and second round. You get what I'm saying? Now, Miami and Toronto, if they get past the first round, it start getting dangerous because they know what it feel like. Milwaukee ain't never been that far. So, you know, Boston, you know, people over there, Boston, they know what it feel like. They know what it feel like to have it in their hand and then it slide out. So them boys is home. Brooklyn, you got championship. You got two championship, MVP players who got a ring that's leading Brooklyn. So they got their leader. So these are the people you have to watch out for in the long run. If they get past first round, you got to watch out for them because these are the ones who've been there before and they know what to do. They know what pressure feel like. They know not to break at the free throw line. And when you get down to the last few seconds at the end of the game.
So, TT, let me jump in real quick with you. Since we've been talking about two Atlantic division teams primarily, and I just want to know from the panel, how do you rank your Atlantic Division teams? I have the Nets winning the Atlantic Division. The Celtics finished second. 76ers finished third. Raptors fourth. And bringing up the rear is the Knicks. And I don't have the Knicks bringing up the rear too much longer in the next couple of years with the talent they've got. But right now, as it stands for 2021, I got the Knicks bringing up the rear for the Atlantic Division. What say you, D-Boy and Dennis, and if Rolo's still on, what say to you guys, how do you see the Atlantic finishing up? Again, this is just based on how the teams are constructed right now. Not any rumors of any trades, any signings, or anything of that nature, because we all know one trade can change the whole landscape of a division, a team, a conference. But as the teams are constructed right now, how do you see the Atlantic division shaping up?
Go
Go ahead, D boy. I'm gonna let you go first.
Man, you know I want to piggyback. You know.
Okay. Well, I'll go first. I got Brooklyn one. I got Toronto two. And the only reason I say Toronto is because I like Pascal Siakam. I have the Boston Celtics coming in at a strong three. I got Philadelphia coming in four, and I got the Knicks wrapping it up.
Well, I'm gonna say Brooklyn. Then I'm gonna say I gotta go with Boston number two. I got to, cause Boston, if Brooklyn slip up in any era, Boston gonna keep number one like they always do for the last couple of years. And I'm gonna say Brooklyn, Boston, Toronto, 76ers. No, my bad. Brooklyn, Boston, either 76ers, Toronto, and then, you know, Knicks regardless. You know, Knicks gonna be at the end for the next.
So me and D boy pretty much agree. But Dennis, I got a question for you because it was interesting that you said Toronto second. Why do you feel like Toronto will finish second with no movement whatsoever on free agent market and their draft pick is non-existent in their lineup right now?
They have a
loss in the middle. I mean, granted, Mark Gasol is 36 years old, but still a former defensive player of the year in the NBA. 6'11", 215. He holds down the middle, whatever the case may be. Plus, he stretches the floor. You lose that kind of player, and you add what? You gave Fred VanVleet 4 years, $85 million. Your starting lineup is basically still the same and the only productive lineup that you can put out on the floor. Whereas you have Brooklyn, who we all claim is going to win the Atlantic, basically going back to a point D-Boy made this week and last week, and Dennis, I think you made it 2 weeks ago. When you have young players who play in situations where they're not used to, as Brooklyn's second-string cast, Caris LeVert, Landry Shamet from the Clippers coming over.
Right.
You've got Jared Allen. You've got Joe Harris. All these guys were in the bubble and they almost made some noise in the playoffs. Saying that to say this, you picked the Raptors to finish second with a team ahead of teams of the Celtics who have such stars as Brown, Tatum, who's a rising superstar in the league, not to mention that they finally got a big man. Maybe not the best big man, but they finally got a solid big man in the middle with Tristan Thompson. You got Toronto finishing over the 76ers, who have been revitalized with a coaching change, and their 1-2 punch seems to be working now with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. Again, granted, it's preseason that we saw those things.
Right.
And, of course, we all agree about the Knicks. So, please, brother, you know I respect your basketball knowledge. And you do see some things that I don't see. So, please, enlighten me on why you picked Toronto to finish above Celtics and 76ers.
Well, it's interesting that you would say that because I picked the Toronto Raptors because, and I'm going to just strictly speak basketball, the Brooklyn Nets is a team that is just newly comprised. When I'm saying newly comprised, I mean that Kyrie is there and he's healthy now. Kevin Durant is back and he's healthy now. Although that this Brooklyn team was a decent team last year without Kyrie and KD, but they still have to figure it out together. So the Boston Celtics. Tristan Thompson ain't been good since LeBron James wasn't his teammate. And I'm not a LeBron James fan.
And you're telling the truth. I'm
just strictly speaking facts. He has not had a productive season since him and LeBron James was not teammates. Who else? The Boston Celtics. So the Boston Celtics, in my opinion, the jury is still out on them to be to get past the second round. The Philadelphia 76ers, I don't believe in the Philadelphia 76ers for the simple reason I don't believe in the player Ben Simmons. Until Ben Simmons can develop a consistent jump shot, he can develop his on-ball defense, I have no faith in the Philadelphia 76ers at all. Which brings me to the Toronto Raptors. Now, here we go here. We are playing Van Fleet with the $80 million contract. This is a team that we all just agreed that has won a title. They understand how to get there, and they understand what to do when you get there. D-Boy just made mention that if this is a team that sneaks past the first round or the second round, this is a team that you have to concern yourself with. So when I look, at the roster, you got Kyle Lowry, in my opinion, was not a bum. Pascal Siakam, who in my opinion is one of the better younger big men in the entire league. Fred VanVleet, we all know what he can do. Aaron Baines, in my opinion, is a veteran center who understands how to play the game, who understands how to play the game the right way, who has played in major playoff games. He has a lot of playoff games under his belt. Terrence Davis is another high-flying dunker that played with the Orlando Magic, that, again, that understands how to play the game the right way. Norman Powell, he was a member of that championship team. I mean, Patrick McCaw.
I don't think it's enough.
Go ahead, D-Boy, talk to me.
I'm sorry to be rude, but I don't think it's enough. Listen. I know I said that, you know, but see, like, okay, here's the thing. See, like, them, only reason why I say I use them for an example, because if they get, because them are the type of team that can knock you out first round. You know, the number eight seed knock out the first round and nine down to change the whole playoff setup. You see what I mean? You see what I'm saying? That's the only reason why I say that. But, the reason why I kind of go against it is because of the fact that you have the great Doc Rivers over there getting Philadelphia.
Hold on. Let me finish one piece right here.
He getting them together. If MB holds up like how he's supposed to be. Instead of being out, trying to be a diva, then Ben Simmons, because all Ben Simmons got to do is just be a decent point guard, and they could try to they could hurt some feelings too.
Let me jump in.
Hold on 1 second, Sports Talk, Dan. We're gonna pay some bills real quick, and we're gonna come right back and talk to Philadelphia 76ers more. On IFM Radio Nation coming up. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
That money run. Run into that money run.
Gotta cut the lights out when it's time to slide.
Yeah.
The murderers I hang around, they got me traumatized.
Why?
The life I live, I see a killing, I won't say a thing.
I won't.
X out the witness on a mission, he won't say my name.
Don't blow.
Apartment building, daddy hustling, he was selling cane.
No.
The bitch I'm dealing with, she hurt me, ever felt some pain. That struggle made me harder, mama getting fed up. Looking out the window, trying to keep my head up. My partner don't take care of his kids, I say you got a man up. That made him mad, but I'd be wrong if I never said nothing.
For real.
Don't got no love for those who left me, nah, we ain't speaking. Your partner dead, you know who did it, so why he still breathing? Your bitch got caught texting a nigga, she say that ain't cheating. Nigga, you crazy if you fall for that, cause that
I don't wanna take the time out to tell you I'm done. And I'm gon' keep it real. Yeah, I know I hurt to find out that they was lying about.
Feeling the way way you feel. But you gotta suck it up, tough enough, tough enough. Go get that money, baby, we gon' run it up. My dog crossed me, now he missed me, yeah, he knew what it was. I stay silent from the jump, yeah, I'm so tired of broken love. I keep that 40, don't you be surprised.
Yeah, it's on me.
I'ma feel weak if I ever see a op and let him fly.
Gon' gun him.
But I won't let him call the reverence in that bar to heaven. Big Mac 11, check my record, this the way I'm stepping. Only God knows, the youngin', he gon' stay protected. With a blindfold on, I still find my weapon. Okay. You wouldn't believe that they hated this much, yeah. And the love that I gave, I wish I never gave it up. Sometimes I love you more than you love me, can't make it up. To see a smile on your face is what I waited for. I just wanna take the time out to tell you I'm down, and I'm gon' keep it real. Yeah, I know it hurt to find out that they was lying about feeling the way you feel. But you gotta suck it up, tough enough, tough enough. Go get that money, baby, we gon' run it up. My dog crossed me, now he missed me, yeah, he knew what it was. I stay silent from the jump, yeah, I'm so tired of broken love.
Yo, 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 yo. We back. It's your boy Sports Talk DT. I'm live on IFM Radio Nation. Got to give a shout out to my main man, Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo of the R&R Show that appears every Wednesday and Friday night right here on IFM Radio Nation. So, Dave, before we went to commercial, we were changing gears to the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm going to let you go ahead and lead that discussion. Dave, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. With all due respect, D-Boy, we should never, ever address, we should never, ever address Doc Rivers as the great coach, Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers is a good coach. Let me explain why I say we should never call him the great Doc Rivers, because if he was such the great Doc Rivers, he'd still be out in L.A. right now. And we'd be talking a whole different conversation of which L.A. team won the championship this past season if he was the great coach Doc Rivers. And let me say why I say that. This man has a history of having a loss. He's lost three playoff series, having been up
3-1.
You are not a great coach if you got one series of losing and you've been up 3-1, let alone three. That shows lack. That first of all, your coaching staff has let you down as a head coach, because your coaching staff has not come to you with adjustments. We need to adjust this. You're not studying film hard enough. That's one. And if your assistant coaches did come to you and with suggestions of adjustments, and you as a head coach didn't take those and heed those adjustments, you definitely don't deserve the title of the great coach.
Yeah.
Having said that, to say this, he's a good fit in Philadelphia. He will turn around Ben Simmons, and he will turn around Joel Embiid. I do believe that. But I will never call him the great coach, Doc Rivers, because a simple fact, he's lost three 3-1 leads in the playoffs.
All right,
yeah.
So, go ahead.
Stuff happens. Stuff happens. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, DJ. I agree to disagree. Go ahead, DT.
So when we look at Philadelphia 76ers roster, they got Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Steph Curry, Dwight Howard, Danny Green, Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris, Matisse Thybulle, Tony Bradley, Shake Milton, Isaiah Joe, Terrence Ferguson, and a bunch of guys coming up the rear. So when we look at Doc Rivers and we know who he is as a coach, how many players can we realistically say this Philadelphia roster is going to go? Do they possess the personnel to go, say, maybe 9-10 man deep?
He'll go 9,
yeah.
And then in the playoffs he might go 7.
Go ahead, D-Boy.
No, go ahead. I'm agreeing.
One move that I liked that the Philadelphia 76ers made this offseason, I felt that they did have to get better with their shooting from downtown, and I thought they addressed those needs by bringing in Danny Green and bringing in Steph Curry. I do like the ability. I do like the move to bring in Dwight Howard to play behind Joel Embiid. Also,
to bring
Tony
some
Brown.
Toughness.
Go ahead.
I said Dwight to bring the toughness because Joel Embiid ain't tough, man. He ain't gonna at the end of his career. He ain't gonna be a great Sports Talk Dave say, I got to correct the late great. I got to correct myself with the great word. So he would not be a great center at the end of his career. He would be a good center, but not a great center. So they need it.
I concur. I don't believe Joel Embiid will be even considered for the Hall of Fame when he calls it a career.
I don't think so either. So I believe Dwight gonna bring the toughness. And far as the 3-point shooting, you know, I would more so rely on Seth, far, you know, cause Danny Green kind of like fell off, but I haven't given up on him. So, but like in the playoffs, I will have more faith in Danny then, you know. So, but. As of right now, they probably still need a little more help as far as the three-point shooting.
Don't forget that they brought in Tyrese Maxey, too, out of Kentucky.
Absolutely. They brought in Tyrese Maxey.
That's right. I forgot about that. So, you know, that hey, Doc, you know, he going to have them together. They kind of got the right chemistry right now. So – you know, well, they got good enough chemistry to do some upsetting.
Does this team go as Tobias Harris go?
Yes.
No.
You don't think so?
No, this team anchors themselves off Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And if either one of those implode, the team is going to implode. Tobias is a good player and a player that you could build your team around or could be your second option, but not on this team. This team simply goes how Ben Simmons and Embiid go. And if they're going good, the team's going to go good. If they implode, the team's going to implode. Only difference of change of that is Doc Rivers being there, he might be able to right the ship when it might just fall apart in other areas with another coach. But as far as is this team going where Tobias Harris leads them? No.
All right, so well, D-Boy, you got a difference of opinion. How you feel about that?
Well, you know, I think Tobias Harris is more so the Rondo of the Lakers this year. You know, Tobias Harris is going to be the one that keep the glue together. You know, and with the help of Doc. I'm not saying that Doc is going to put it all into Tobias. What I'm saying is, like, Doc is going to be in their head to help get him that little extra nudge, and Tobias Harris is going to be that gritty. You know what I mean? Because, see, now things is a little different now that you have NBA champion players and veterans on the team now. You know, speaking of Dwight Howard and Danny Green, you got these type of people in there to change the tone in that locker room. So things is going to change now. It's going to rise now. So that's the reason why right now Ben and Joel, they kind of got the weight off their back now. You know, a little bit. They can breathe a little bit now because they got help, man. You got veteran presence in the locker room.
Hey, DT, can I change your question and pose it to D-Boy this way? D-Boy, do you feel like Tobias Harris is the glue guy for Philadelphia this year?
Yes. Yes.
That's the best way I would put Tobias.
Yes, with the help, and what's going to solidify it is them veterans in there. Because Tobias is more so of that grit and grind guy. You know what I mean? Last year when they was falling apart, Tobias was there to save them. He was the Rondo. He was there to save them when all the time when they was falling apart. And the time when they did fall apart was because them other guys didn't come through for Tobias. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. DT, I pose the same question to you. Is Tobias Harris the glue guy for Philadelphia this season?
Absolutely, because I don't believe that the Philadelphia 76ers is sold on Ben Simmons moving forward. You know, with all of the different trade scenarios swirling around the Philadelphia 76ers this offseason, Ben Simmons' name is pretty much coming up in every trade scenario. Hey, but that's about all the time we got for this show on tonight. Moving on to next week, I want to make sure that everyone tune in next week for our Battle of the Sexes competition. You know, there are a lot of ladies that listen to sports and watch sports next week. And I'm going to have Brittany Connors of Women Love Sports 2. She's going to be on next week. Sports Talk D-Boy is going to be on. Sports Talk Dave is going to be on. On Sports Talk D2, we're going to be on. We're going to be throwing out a lot of questions that you're going to have to listen to this show. We're going to give away some money, so next Tuesday is going to go down. I definitely want to take this time to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody here at Sports Talk DC. I want to encourage everyone to mask up, stay safe. Don't have to go outside. Please don't go outside. We cannot end this pandemic by ourselves. We're going to have to do it together. So until next week, may you all have a blessed week. And we look forward to seeing you all next week right here on Sports Talk with DT, D-Boy, and Dave. You all have a great night.
All right.